Yesterday we were discussing issues that arose out of a potentially invalid kiddushin, and the butler was other forms of money sent from husband to potential wife. Yesterday the conversation revolved around savlonis. Today, the beginning of the conversation in Nun Beis, it's like a leftover from yesterday, is the conversation about what if you find a ksuba in the shuk, in the marketplace. Freck asks the Gemara a shayla, ba'i minei, which is what? A two-sided halachic information question. Givaldik. Ba'i minei revach baravuna meyravo, huksu shnar ksuba b'shuk, ma'u. If you see witnesses, okay? If witnesses see, I should say, in the hands of somebody else, a shtar ksuba, with the name of a certain woman, can we learn from that that there already is a kiddushin? Amar lei v'chim ibnesha machzik shtar ksuvasa b'shuk, nachzik bo ke'eshas ish. Do we say that because they find a ksuba in the marketplace, that's going to make her, establish her, I should say, as a married woman? Perhaps there's no kiddushin yet. Right? And they just prepared the shtar for post-kiddushin. Says the Gemara. Good question. Mai havi Allah. How do we paskin in this particular situation? Amar Rav Ashi, it depends. But asra de mekachi v'hadir kasek suba. If it's a place in which they first do kiddushin, then they write the ksuba, there were chayshin and they were concerned that this woman is already mekudeshes. But if it's a place of kasev hadir mikadshe, if it's a place where they write the ksuba and then they do kiddushin, lo chashin, we're not concerned at all because maybe they just wrote the ksuba as a preparatory stage. Says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, mikadshe v'hadir kasve, if there's kiddushin and then you write the ksuba, the only way you'd ever write the ksuba if there's kiddushin. So pshita, obviously we're chashinan. Says the Gemara, lo tzrich, I'll tell you the case where we need to know what the answer is. Deloy shchiach safra. We have a place where they don't have a Judaic applause, so they don't have this, they don't have all those things, they don't have a sofer, they don't have anybody to write a ksuba. So what do you do? What was our concern? Mahu de seima, I would have said, safra hu de isra me. A sofer came to the town, and after the sofer came to the town, we had the sofer write a ksuba, even though it was prior to kiddushin, even though normally minhag is to do kiddushin and ksuba. But because this town is so small, they don't have a sofer all the time, I would have thought in this case, perhaps the ksuba even comes before the kiddushin. I have to be chayshish for the kiddushin, kamash malon, even in a small town which doesn't have a sofer, I should be chayshish for the kiddushin. Aren't we lucky that we've had five sofers come to this yeshiva? Okay, says the Gemara. You get the joke?
Yeah, Daniel.
So. Okay, good.
Okay, no,
he didn't get it at first. Okay. Says the Gemara. That's why we have you here, Loi. Loi's my translator. Chesky, you got the joke before? Yeah, you got it. Okay. Says the Mishnah. We have a new Mishnah. Givaldik, okay? Hamekadesh Isha Ubita. A man marries off to his... A man marries both in the same breath, a mother and a daughter. Wow. We live in the deep south. Oh, Isha V'achosa. Or... a wife and a woman and the person's sister, Rachel and Leah. Says Kachas, he does it all in one fell swoop, what's called Bibas Achas, remember that terminology. Says the Mishnah, Eina Mikudeshes. They are not Kiddushin, because it's not Chal, because it's usher to marry two sisters. Ah, Yaakov, Ayin Rambam. Okay. Says the Gemara, let's say we have a Maisa. Now, there's going to be parts of this Maisa we're not going to understand, that's okay, the Gemara is going to get to it shortly. Might not be till next week, but just know that this mice has got extraneous information in it. Mice b'chamish nashim, the story of five women. Ubehen shtei achiyosim, within the five women, it's Rachel, Leah, and it's Stacy and Chveis Nishtora, three of the random people. V'liket adam echad kolkola, and one person grabbed a basket shel te'enim of figs, and v'shelahen, and it belonged to those women, haisa v'shel shvius haisa, and it also was from the Shemitah year. What the relevance is of the Shemitah year, Rashi tells us, we'll find out soon. So, not right away. V'amar, and then the man says to them, Harei kulchem mikudeshes li b'kalkolazu. Behold, all of you, all five of you, Rachel, Leah, and three random women, are mikudesh to me with this basket. V'kibla achas mehen al yidei kulan, and one of the ladies accepted it for all five of them. The halacha is, v'amru chachamim, ein achios mikudeshes. the kiddushin is not chal on the sisters. Okay, v'loy chal o kiddushin. The kiddushin is not chal, but it is going to be chal perhaps on the other three ladies. Okay, says the Gemara. Got it. So says the Gemara. Minani mili. Where do we know this din that the kiddushin is not tosin? Right. Not only is it usher to marry two sisters, but the kiddushin is not tosin. For example, there's an isser to marry. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, right? But if a Kohen does marry a Grusha, the Kiddushin is Tosin. It's Chal. It's resultant. But here, we're saying if a guy marries two sisters in one fell swoop, the Kiddushin is not what? Tosin. This is the term you need to know. Tosin. So, how do we know this? We have a Pasuk. It says in Pasuk, Vayikra Yuchas Yuchas, 18:18. Says the Pasuk, V'isha El Achosa Lo Tikach Letzror. A man to his sister should not take her as a tzror. A tzror comes from Lashon Tzara. Tzara in Yevamos Yoshino is called a co-wife. You shouldn't take the sister as a co-wife. What is the intent of the pasuk? Torah Amr B'Shah Shinasu Tzara Zulazu. At the moment they become co-wives to each other, right? When he marries two of them at the one fell swoop, Lo Yelo Lekuchim Afilu Ba'achzman. He's not going to be able to marry even one of them. The kiddushin is not going to be chal on either of them. So this is the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. Underline the words Rami Bar Chama. You need to know this is the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. That's going to help you when we get to the end of this Gemara. Amalei Rava. No, this is Rava. To Rami Bar Chama. Ihachi, if so, if you're saying we're basing it on these psukim, Hainu Dechsiv, it says in the psukim, in Vayikra, those same psukim, but 10 psukim later, V'nichrsu hanafasha sa'osa mikerev, as'osos, I should say, mikerev amam. That there's going to be kares to those people who do this. That if you violate one of these isuri arayos that was mentioned in the parsha, even marrying two of them, two sisters, you get kares. Now, asks the Gemara question. Ikidushin laitavsi ba, if the kiddushin is not resultant, Karis mi mechayiv. Should you be chayiv? Karis means when you get karis, only if it's effective. If it's not effective, you've done nothing. Mi mechayiv. Elamar Rava comes along Rava, and Rava gives a new teretz. What does Rava say? Kra, the pasuk which saying, if you marry a second sister, is not if you marry the two sisters in one fell swoop, in one bas achas. Ela what? Bezeh acher zeh. First you marry Rachel, then you marry Leah, then you get Karis. Aye, what about our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? So then we are left. How do we know our Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? If I marry Rachel and Leah simultaneously, the Kiddushin is irrelevant. It's not halachic. And not only is not halachic, it's not tovsin. So what do we do with our Mishnah? Umas nisan kidder rabba. Our Mishnah says Rava is like Rabba. Dama Rabba, kol she'edo bezeach, has there anything which is not resultant? One after another, so too, afilu babas achas eino. So too, even in one fell swoop, would be irrelevant, would not be tosin. Now, this concept which we just did, we're going to try to find a source for. It's going to be the thrust of the rest of today's shir, which is gufa, which means we're now going to text, which we said earlier, and we're going to analyze it further. Every time you see the word gufa, you know that happens. It's the beginning of something new, right? So gufa says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, called she'eno b'zeach erzeh, anything which doesn't happen one after another, afilu b'asachas, eino, even in one fell swoop, is garnished. Okay, eisvei frekta baye kasha, to this opinion of Rabba. So Abaye is asking Rabba the following. He says, hamar b'maiser. Let's say one is going to take additional meiser. You think you're a good guy. So traditionally you have to take, what's meiser? 10%, right? It comes from Esther. Let's say one's going to take meiser rishon, but instead of taking meiser, he takes a chomish. A chomish is what? Fifth. Don't have flashbacks to math class here, right? So instead of taking one-tenth, he takes one-fifth. What's the halacha of the fifth? And the first fifth, the first tenth, and the second tenth. That means he took two-tenths. One-fifth and two-tenths are the same thing. So amar b'maiser, a person who takes extra meiser rishon from his fruits, more than he needs, peirosav mitzukanim. The fruits, the 80% are good, umaisrosav, but that 20% which you separated, mikulkolin. They are all mixed up, right? Because since he took more than his obligation, the name Meiser is only going to be chal on the 10th, and the rest of the fruits remain tevel. So you have the additional 2/10. 1/10 of those is good, and 1/10 of those is no good, of those additional 2/10. Says the Gemara, why? Ve'amai, why is the 80% good? Why is the 80% good? Nema, let's invoke the principle which we learned today, which is what? Kol she'eino b'zeh, anything which you can't do one after another, afilu b'asachas eino. Meaning, if I would take 10% and then do nachamul 10%, that second 10% would be no good. So if b'zeh achar zeh is no good, then even b'asachas, even when I take 20% in the beginning, the whole concept of ma'aser should be no good, and the 80% which I took should not be valid. Very good question. So now comes along Rabbah and has to defend his thesis. Rabbah has the thesis. Remember Rabbah's thesis, which is anything that you can't do, even b'basachas. So why is this case an exception? Amalei, shiny meiser. Meiser is different. Why? Because I can't do it half and half. How? A person could say, he could take away one-fifth of the grains and say that half of these grains, half of each seed from these wheats, are going to be meiser. So therefore we see that even when he separates one-fifth, it's going to be good in general. So there's meiser, which is an exception to this particular rule because of this exception of the one-fifth we just mentioned. Another challenge to the thesis of Rabbah. Ay, very meiser behema, the lake of the chatzayin. What about meiser behema? There's halacha that if you have animals, one-tenth, as you remove it from the corral, from the deer, from the corral, that gets set aside for meiser, right? Now, if I say that the 10th is 10, and then I say the 11th is going to be also meiser, that's halachically irrelevant. Right? And nevertheless, but let's say you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, givaldik, and then you got to 10. And at that moment, yatsu shnayim ba'asiri, two of the animals came out simultaneously, ukar and asiri, and I call both of them the 10th, Asiri v'achar asar mu'uravim zeh b'zeh. The 10th and 11th do get intertwined and mixed together. But wait! We just said, if it's no good one after another, if I call the 11th, which comes out as the 10th, it's no good. But if I call the two of the 10ths at the same time, it is good. I don't mean one 10th, I mean the 10th one that comes out. Alright, so what are we going to do with that case? This is a challenge to the thesis of Rabbah. No, Meiser Behemah is different. Shiny Meiser Behemah. Why? De'isa betos. Because you can makdish. You can make Meiser, the 10th animal, accidentally. How so? It's a famous case. You're going to see this case a lot in Shas. Ditnan. We see in the Mishnah Bechoris. Vikara Chiya. So let's say you call the 9th. You're counting and you just miscount. You count the 9th as the 10th. And then you count Ula Asiri Chi, and then you count the 10th as the 9th. Ula Charasar, and then the 11th you count as the Asiri as the 10th. Shloshtan Mikudashin. All three are hektish. But since we see, the reason why he's going to say Babas Achaz is good, because Bazach Azeh, on some level, Batalos, it would be good. Okay, third challenge. Third challenge. We know that when you bring a Korban Todah, an animal of a Korban Todah, how many Chalos do you have to bring with it? How many chalos? Who knows? How many chalos do you bring with the animal of Toda? Not two?
Nine.
Not nine? 40. 40 loaves of bread. Okay? Vare chal. Well, you got to learn this. It's in Sav, Parsha Sav. Hare Toda, the Lace of Betos. There's no Korban Toast. There's no mistake in there. Velesa Nami Bezeach Hazeh. And there's no such thing as Zeach Hazeh. Let's say I separate 40 chalos and I shech the animal on the Korban Toda. And afterwards I separate another 40. That second 40 is not hektish, it's irrelevant. So we see it doesn't exist, Zeach Hazeh, Ve'itmar, yet we state, Toda Shenishchat al Shmonim Chalos. If I shech the Korban Toda with 80 loaves of bread, what's the halacha? So Chizki Amar Kachuli Arboy Mitok Shmonim. Chizki says 40 out of the 80 are hektish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kachuli Arboy Mitok Shmonim. We don't say 40 out of 80 are chal, because you went more than this year. So what do we think at this point? We think the opinion of Chizkiya is saying, even though it doesn't work zeh hazeh, v'bas achas, it does in fact work. Rabbi Yochanan would then agree with Rabbah, but Chizkiya's opinion is saying what? Even though if I separated the second 40 after I shechted the animal, it's no good, but if I shechted 80 simultaneously, we would say 40 is good. Seems like that issue is not in line with the thesis brought out by Rabbah. So the Gemara answers, La vit marla. Didn't you know? On this machlekas, Amar Rebbe Zera, says Rebbe Zera, you can establish the machlokas in the following. Hakol modim, everybody agrees. Kol hechad amar kachule arboy mitoch shmonim kach. If I say, listen, there are 80 loaves and 40 out of 80 should be good. In that case, I never had intent to makdish 80 loaves. Everybody will agree that 40 loaves are hektish. Okay? If I say lo yikdishu arboim, if I say that you can't makdish 40, but I want ella in kain kachim shmonim, that 40 should be hektish unless all 80 are hektish. In that case, everybody will agree lo kachi. Where's the machlokas? What's the case of the machlokas? Good question. Lo nechleku ella bistam. The machlokas is if I just stam makdish 80 and I don't reveal my intent. Mar chiskiya sever, chiskiya holds that why am I makdish 80? Lach raiska mekavein. I'm just concerned I might lose some of the loaves, and therefore I go all out 80 as an achrayis, as be responsible. Umar, Rabbi Yochanan Sover, that a person who's mekadesh is lekorban gadol kamekaveh. His whole intent is to bring a large korban and to go beyond 40. That you can't do. Okay, so therefore, we still could maintain the thesis of Rabbah that what? Anything that wouldn't work b'zeh achazeh would not work the Bas Achas. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava, that which we said earlier, who explained the Mishnah like Rabbah. And remember I told you to remember the other name, which I already forgot, but I hope you have it underlined. Good. Why does Rava go out of his way to say like Rabbah, that if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work, it's not going to work, Bas Achas. Why? Why doesn't he say that the reason why the Kiddush is no good is because we have a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, and it's a famous machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Why is it a famous machlokas, Abaye and Rava? Because it's one of the Yal Kigams, which we're going to discuss tomorrow, which is Yal Kigam, goes on Kiddush and Shenimsiru Labiyah. In order for a Kiddush to be good, it has to be able to lead to relations. If it can't lead to relations because you don't know who your wife is, it's not a valid Kiddush. You memorized it and you forgot her. Yeah, you did. Gevaldik. But now you remembered it. Yal Kigam. And the Kuf is Kiddush and Shemisur and Labiyah. Okay? So says the Gemara. Yeah, you should know. The second paragraph above Mitzvah, we all learned it because back then you didn't know what Bia was. That's why you didn't know. Anyway, says the Gemara. Levi, V'rabba, lama lo shnu lekirabba, tepek lei kiddushin, ein misur in lebiyinu. Why doesn't he just learn it out that it's a kiddushin that is not able to lead to relations? Says the Gemara. Remember I told you to memorize one word? L'dvarav derami barchama kamar. Right? He heard from Rami Barchama that he didn't hold the reason of kiddushin she'ein misur in lebiyah, but rather he wanted to learn from the pasuk v'isha elachosa lo tikach lesur, that at the time a woman are co-wives to each other, when sisters are co-wives to each other, the kiddush does not tal. And therefore he says that this pasuk is not dealing with a person who married two sisters simultaneously, rather with one that is going one after another. Nevertheless, he wants to learn from the pasuk the words of Rabbah that after they're not, the kiddush is not chal with two sisters one after another, therefore it's not going to be chal at one shot. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue with the sugya of Kiddushin, Misurin Labiyah. Have a gevaldik day.